like this, with this straight.
And you also hear.
And very good, you should try to preach. I also want to glorify of this Prabhu. You should stand up. Of his
Which lady? Anna, lady there, you met her on the while he was distributing books. She sat in the back and she very much wanted to meet you.
Very good. She can meet me. Oh, you should bring her to my abode and she can meet. He is in big distribution in first. Who did book distribution so much? You should stand.
Mathurana.
And why? He should. Oh, Tapal should come and sing a kirtan.
Where's Tapal Mishra?
He should come and sing a song. Right.
The best of Tapal.
He should come and sing a kirtan. We are waiting all. Oh. Coming here?
Tapal.
He's running away. Oh,
Tapal. He should bring this. Oh. In the meantime, Damodar Priya should stand up and tell what was the mission of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, of those who called Prabhupada, and why he came and he went in his old age here and there, and what was his mission? Oh, very boldly you should speak. First you should tell that and then this.
I'm actually very embarrassed to be up here because I'm looking in the audience and I can see so many people whose knowledge and
first do pranam to Gurudev and then begin.
Okay.
Then inspiration will come. More inspiration. She is advocate. She can preach by vision.
Okay. So who are we?
I want like this. Very good. Thank you.
Who am I? Who are you? What are we all doing here? Really? We're absorbed in so many day-to-day activities. We're eating, we're sleeping. If you mean you're worrying about exams and things you really shouldn't be worrying about.
I can't preaching like that. Don't see the book. Oh.
But actually, these questions are relevant to each and every one of us. Socrates and Plato, so many people still remember these people. Why? Because they even thought to bother to worry about these things. That we are not this body. Who are we? What are we meant to be doing here? Gurudev often refers to Princess Diana. She had so much fame, so much fortune, so much opulence. But she, like that, she never had happiness. She was distraught. And at her time of death, you don't take our money with us. You don't take your family with you. You don't take your house with you. You take nothing with you except what is in your heart. And people spend thousands and thousands of dollars doing PhDs on this topic and all these things. But actually, we are so fortunate because there are two types of Krishna. There is Krishna Bhagavan, God, who is in his spiritual abode with his eternal associates, who are absorbed in bliss. And then there's Guru Bhagavan. And Guru Bhagavan, we have before us, our Srila Gurudev, who's come to smash our conceptions and to bring us to true happiness. First, he tells us about regulated devotion, Vaidhi Bhakti. And by this, we can get some regulation and perhaps bring us to a platform where we can realize who we really are and how we can actually absorb ourselves in our true constitutional position. Actually, in every one of your hearts, there's a treasure, a priceless treasure. And Krishna's longing for it. And Srimati Radhika's longing for it. And Gurudev is longing for it. And so he's come to steal our hearts away and to make them sweet and to make us realize we are not this body. Actually, we are spirit soul. And because we are spiritual substance, we cannot come in this world and enjoy. So, there may be some temporary happiness. You might, oh yeah, this is doing pretty cool, not so bad. But guaranteed, there will be distress. Guaranteed, it will come.
Very good. I want that my all daughters and children, so to speak, like this bodily, jumping like lions, roaring like lions, or the elephant parade. Very good. I want that you should also, and you also, you should speak like this. I don't want to leave. Thank you. You should be ready to preach my mission in whole world, in Australia, begin from Australia and then everywhere. And that is why I told you to practice for some days. And when we'll be expert, you should preach my mission, like lions, like me, everywhere. Thank you. You should extract of this in one or two.
Arrange your palm.
For good eggs, we have to picture. I just showed this palm.
In melody.
As the sun rises from the horizon to greet me day, so good as you come and take our ignorance away. Your mood is at once formidable yet so sweet. It permeates my heart each time we meet. And although I am a fool and my faults and flaws, and many my faults and flaws, I pray that I may always be yours.
Very good. I'm very happy. May all children be like that, roaring in like lions. Very smart and very good character. If you are not of good character, you cannot do anything. And also, I want to preach like that, that Ashram Maharaja is speaking so. So I want like that. Thank you. Now, where is Tapan? Tapan has come? Oh, from there he can. Otherwise, Nimai Pandit should come and glorify his Gurudev. Where is? Oh, you should glorify your Gurudev. Come on.
Nimai Pandit.
Come on. Thank you. I was waiting for you.
The best of Tapa.
And also, Nimai Pandit should come, he should glorify his Gurudev. First he will do Kirtan and then.
Nimai Prabhu?
Glorifying your Gurudev. He was a lion.
After the Kirtan.
Come down here.
Give a place. Madhu Maharaj can come forward. Yes, sir. I want to make it perfect. Don't fear. If anything, I will operate and take it out. Don't fear.
Be always very near. You want to come
in? That English song.
English song.
As you like.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Hearts of devotees. So I think he was so bold. So he is glorifying something. He is Nimai Pandit. You know Nimai Pandit? Oh, Sri Chatisnandan was first Nimai Pandit. Oh, he was instructing in his toe.
School.
His school. And very bold. And he defeated. So he should be like that.
Hare Krishna. I'm not used to the artificial sighting, is it?
I'm not hearing. I'm some deaf. You should.
Loudly speak.
Okay, so I feel like a massive offender here. I'll try and say a few things. So Guru Maharaj was...
Oh, don't see and speak.
Freely.
In essence.
Freely.
He was... Well, I need a few notes because I'm not accustomed to public speaking. But Guru Maharaj was... very bold preacher, that is a fact. But prior to 1978, when Guru Maharaj, when Prabhupada sent Guru Maharaj to Bhubaneswar, he sent him to Bhubaneswar saying, Arista is your home state. So to go to Bhubaneswar and preach, because Guru Maharaj had asked for some money, and some men, and some books. And Prabhupada said to him, I went to America with 40 rupees, with no men. No money, and no book, just a few books. So you can go to your home state with nothing. And he gave 1,000 rupees to register the land that had been given to Bhubaneswar. So Guru Maharaj went to Bhubaneswar, which was like a forest, jungle. Some of the residents said at that time there were even bears, elephants, tigers roaming in that area. Sorry? Oh, dagoids, yeah, definitely dagoids. And, so Guru Maharaj sat there in a hut, a badly built hut, and did his bhajan and preached to whoever came. So one evening he was doing bhajan with Dick Putty, and they're in the outside of the hut, and Guru Maharaj was playing cartels, and Dick Putty was playing the danga, and having a key time with a few villagers. This large black snake crawled up onto Guru Maharaj and was on his arms. And Guru Maharaj got the snake and he threw it into the forest and just kept playing cartels and kept having kirtan. So these things were going on regularly. One Mayavadi came to preach to Guru Maharaj. He tried to preach to Guru Maharaj about the impersonal aspect of the Supreme, and it became quite a battle. And Guru Maharaj finally defeated him. That evening, a large scorpion came into Guru Maharaj's room and bit him. And then that scorpion died. As Guru Maharaj said, that person that had come was actually a yogi. and he'd taken the form of that scorpion to bite me because he couldn't defeat me. And now he's died. It's impersonalist. So Guru Maharaj had many battles in Bhuvaneshwar. He had battles with envious impersonalists. He had battles with the elements and battled with snakes, ghosts, all sorts of things. So prior to 1978, Guru Maharaj only preached in Arya. Isn't it?
Gokul?
Only Arya is preaching. Then after 1978, because he didn't feel himself fit enough to preach to the Westerners in English, he felt it was too lowly. So he only preached to the West, to the Orissan people, to the Oriyas. And then, after 78, Mayapur was quite a dramatic experience in the life of Guru Maharaj, which is chapter 32 of this book, I think.
He was so bored that only in whole calm he had the idea that Jiva had not fallen and not coming from Golok Vrindavan. It's only one person who followed this act, and bravely he followed. He used to tell all these things. And that is why all were attracted to him. And all ISKCON leaders were trembling from him that he will take over all positions. And why he is telling like that? That Jiva has not coming from Golok Vrindavan. Today we will explain all this. Gaur Prema. Abhyan Kaviram Dasya. Gyanam Jyana Shalakya. Chakshu Runmilitam Jyana. Tasmai Shri. Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya, Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha, Patitanam Pavani, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gauratise, Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya, Kadale, Krishnaya Krishna. Now, you shall come with me in Vrindavan, not in Kanpur. Sannyasi Thakur is this asking question. You should stand up and tell what was the question and what was his answer in very brief.
I could look up there.
But very strong, not name. No. Begin.
Yesterday, Guru Maharaj was reading from Sri Jaya from Sampan Goswami Sri Bhakti Nava Thakur. So Guru Maharaj, the last 2 days, he described how Sannyasi Thakur had been attracted to Krishna consciousness. He said he was engaged in Brahmavad, the cultivation of Brahma Jnana. That is, those people think that God is
not. What was his question? And what was the answer? In brief, you should tell. In very easy language.
So after some days, Sannyasi Thakur cultivated deep faith in the Lord's feet of his Guru Maharaj, Premdas Babaji Maharaj. So one morning he approached him, O Guru Maharaj, O Vaishnava Thakur, I have one question that no one else could answer. If the Absolute Truth is one, then how is it that there are so many different philosophies, so many different opinions, so many different types of ideas, so many different scriptures? I cannot understand. So Srila Babaji Maharaj meditated on the lotus feet of Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he gave a very deep answer. So there is only one religion that is called Sanatan Dharma. So in this world, there are only three things which are Sanatan or eternal. The Jiva is eternal. The Jiva never changes, is never born, is never died. The Supreme Personality of God, and He is also eternal. He is never born, He never changes, He has no transformation. And the relationship between the eternal spirit soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is also eternal. So these three eternal things are called Sanatana Dharma. So Babaji Maharaj is explaining, every object that is created has a certain nature, innate nature. For example, what is the nature of water? The nature of water is liquidity. What is the nature of fire? The nature of fire is burn, heat, and light. So, Babaji Maharaj is explaining, what is the eternal nature of the soul? What is the intrinsic nature of the soul? That can never be separated from the soul. It can never be added to the soul. That is called Sanatana Dharma. And Babaji Maharaj will explain, what is the nature of the soul? And Guru Maharaj will now explain. The nature of the soul is service. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivas Rupa Hai Nitya Krishna Das Tatastha Shakti Atveda Ved Prakash. The Swarup, or the intrinsic nature of every single soul here, is what? Is to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Babaji Maharaj is explaining, in this world there are only two types of objects. One is jar, one is chetan. One is material or inert, unconscious, and the other one is conscious and has independent desire, which is the spirit soul in this world. So for example, this flower or this cloth, it has no independence, it has no desire. Why? It has no consciousness, because it is inert. But the spirit soul, when it is present in the body, then that body manifests consciousness, manifests desire, it experiences happiness, distress, heat and cold. So what is the nature of the soul? The nature of the soul is, the symptom of the soul is consciousness. So what is the intrinsic nature of the soul? The intrinsic nature of the soul is to eternally serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the intrinsic nature of water is liquidity. But sometimes it appears that water changes and its nature is lost. For example, sometimes water becomes ice. Sometimes water becomes steam. But the intrinsic nature, the real nature of that water is never lost. Only sometimes it is transformed. For example, when you put ice, water in the refrigerator, it becomes ice. But when you put the ice onto a table and again it experiences room temperature, then the normal, eternal nature of that water, of that ice, will again revert to its natural state, which is water. So in this world, the soul, its eternal nature is never lost, never destroyed. This Krishna consciousness or love for the Supreme Personality of Krishna is not brought in from outside. It is eternally situated in the soul. From the beginning, the soul has no beginning, so that love towards Krishna has no beginning. Only the soul comes in this material world, and that eternal nature becomes transformed. Like water becomes transformed to ice, like water becomes transformed into steam. So when the soul, gradually by the influence of the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, the holy name, Vaishnavas, the real nature of the soul will again manifest. So this is, in very brief, the teachings of Prem Das Babaji Maharaj.
Thank you. Good expression.
So, religion is one, and that is love and affection for Supreme Law. Only this love and affection is real Vaishnava Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, or anything, Bhagavad Dharma. But this, sometimes, like water, it becomes like ice or
transport.
Sometimes, like fog, This is also what?
Transformation of water.
When it becomes ice, then you can take it and you can throw to anyone and it will cause injury. But by water, not. So it has been transferred. Love that is for Krishna there. The intrinsic mode of jiva. Now it has been transferred. And we are loving each other. Dogs, cats also. This body, girlfriend, girlfriend. What is this? This is anitya dharma. Only coming from there, that the root is there in Kulobinda, in the heart of jiva. But now it has been transferred like water has transferred into
ice.
Why? So low temperature. It has been in cold temperature. So now, due to Maya, that real dharma, praying for Krishna, is now has been transferred and changed, and now that is, we love him each other. Now here is what it is like a lust here in this perverted. But really, in pure state, it is love and affection for Krishna. Coming from the heart of Gopi, from Prajivasi. Yeah. So, he is telling, Jivar Swarupaya Nitya Krishna is Dash. Krishna is Tatastha Sakti, Atayo, Krishna Bhuri Sei Jivan Adi Bahimukha, Atayo Maya Tari Vire Sansara. Jivar Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Dash. But Krishna Bhuri, there is some defect in worldly languages. They are not perfect. So they cannot purely express what is in Swarup. So if the word is Krishna Bhuli, he forgets Krishna. What it means? It seems that once he was engaged in Krishna service, but now he has forgotten. But really this is not true. And that is why he is telling next line, Krishna Tatastha Sakti Bheda Prakash. Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly has told all these things. Yeah, I will explain all this. He has taken from Srila Sanatana Goswami, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Satsangarbha Jiva Goswami, and he has explained here. And what is this? Oh, you have the book? Commentary. Verse 8, no?
Which chapter?
Yeah. Jivka Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das.
Yes.
Take it from there. Have you have? Author, you can speak and explain. You can understand. You can stand up and talk. Yes, sir. Sishu. You can take it from.
Sixteenth chapter.
Oh, he will take time. See. So you better you should. Oh, you should sit down. Afterward, you can.
Because I want like 25 minutes. Translation of the verse. 379 first paragraph by his original nature.
By his original nature.
In the book.
By his original nature, the jiva is an eternal servant of Krishna.
Yes, sir. Very carefully note down in your heart and your paper.
His Swarup Dharma is service to Sri Krishna. Bhagavan's illusory energy, Maya, punishes those jivas who are opposed to him and who have given up their constitutional dharma, becoming absorbed in material enjoyment. She binds them in the ropes of the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja, and tama, covers them with gross and subtle bodies, puts them in the miserable cycle of karma, and forces them to suffer happiness and distress in heaven and hell. This is from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Das Mool.
Oh, where is that? Not it. What are they trying? बोल दे प्रभु कार्तिक है ठीक है आफ्टर दैट ओ यू शुड रीड आफ्टर दैट बोलो वृंदावन में ओ यू शुड स्टैंड अप
न्यू रिवोल्यूशन दिस इन्यूमरेबल जीवस अपीयर फ्रॉम श्री बलदेव प्रभु टू सर्व वृंदावन बिहारी श्री कृष्णा as his eternal associates in Golok Vrindavan. And others appear from Sri Sankarsana to serve the Lord of Vaikuntha, Sri Narayan, in the spiritual sky. Eternally relishing rasa, engaged in the service of their worshipable Lord, they always remain fixed in their constitutional position. They always strive to please Bhagavan and are always favorable to him. By virtue of the spiritual shakti, they have the strength to stay fixed in their devotion, and they have no connection with the material energy. In fact, they are unaware that there is an illusory energy called Maya. Since they reside in the spiritual world, Maya stays far from them and does not affect them at all. Always absorbed in the bliss of serving their worshipable Lord, they are eternally liberated and are free from material happiness and distress. Their life is love alone, and they are not even conscious of misery, death, or fear.
More. Then Karna said.
There are also innumerable.
Oh, they are all liberated. They don't know what is Maya and what is this material world. Never. But who knows? Who are we? Oh, go on. After that. Who are we? We have come from Tatastha Sakti, from a
marginal point.
Oh, let me tell you. A manifestation of Baldev Prabhu. Oh, that is called Karnabhishai Vishnu. He is in the marginal line. What is called Karnabhi? What is? Like Khir Samudra. What is Khir Samudra? Ocean. So, what is Karnabhi? Ocean. Cause of action. Now material thing. Cause there. Why? From where G comes this material world. Not Golok Vrindavan wala. Only this. Not even from Vaikuntha they are coming. Only those who are in marginal line or from the head of Karnabhishai Vishnu. They are coming out. In them, among them, some are liberated. If they they see towards Vaikuntha, at once they will go without any. And those who will look after this world. Oh, there is. Why this? because jiva are independent. Krishna had made them independent. And this independence of jiva that Krishna had given, like a very jewel, they can use or misuse. If they are using well, they will quickly go towards Vaikuntha. And then if they are misusing their this thing independent, oh, they will have to suffer so much. So from there, why? I am giving an example. Take a sword. Sword, you know?
Yeah, or a knife.
Very sharp. Take some
mustard seed.
Very small and round, so much. And especially you should drop it that it should come in the middle of that
edge.
But even, oh, some will come this side, some will come. Why? So jiva has some independence to go here and there. No fault of Krishna. No fault of Krishna. This is the independence. Jiva are not like a linset doll or anything. They have some independence to look here and there. But if they are looking towards Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan, at once Yog Maya will help and they will. And those who are by nature, they will see here. No. At once, Mahamaya will attract them. No fault of Krishna at all. Why Krishna made it that they should suffer? No. Oh, this is also a pastime of Krishna. Very valuable and very, very good. Very pleasant and sweet. You cannot understand now in your state. But when at least you can come in our state, then you can realize, oh, little. So now you should chant. You should follow your guru. You should follow all these principles. Don't make a decision that jiva has come from Guru. Swamiji has never told, but they are now making some points that, he has told. But I know. Practically I know. He has told to me. And in Shastra, I know that he has collected, you have so many of Swamiji words, that he never accepted that all the jivas has come from Golok Vrindavan. Saddham. Jadgatva nanivartate saddham paramam. Oh, Golok is such a dham where there is no maya. Only Mahajog maya is there. A person, severely doing, chanting, remember, and follow. Oh, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and praying he has loved. After long time, and if anyhow he has gone in the Golok Vrindavan dham and serving Krishna, there is no chance at all to fall down. Never. There is no example like at all in this whole scriptures of Vedas. Oh, Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, you are very worldly. He used to tell that, oh, taking big country mala. And taking, well, and taking and going Hare Krishna, and what doing? Duplimacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, folly. They are Kali Chela. They are actually no Brahma Vaishnava, no symptom of Vaishnava. They want a
voting.
Voting Siddhanta will not. I will not reveal. Experts are experts. Guru are guru. Oh, by vote we will elect any acharya or guru. Oh, it is totally out of against Vaishnava. Oh, who made Swamiji guru? Who made him? Acharya? Prabhupada has made him. He gets out to say that after me you will be Acharya and you will do so all these things. Has he done? Anyone? His death son he said next. There was no duplicity in him. Was very kind, merciful to all. Here I like this fact. And he is subtle. Or Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada had not made him Acharya. Never. He gave feel that you, after me you should be Acharya. But he has become very famous. Acharya, like a lion.
Acharya.
Those who will serve their Gurudev properly, they will be Acharya. Who made Sukadeva Goswami Acharya? Who made Jiva Goswami Acharya? Who made all? Who made Gaudovinda Maharaj Acharya? Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. Who made Gaudovinda Kishore Das Maharaj? Has he told that after me you should be Acharya? Those who serve their Gurus appropriately, following the footprints of our Guru Parampara, especially of Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Automatically, whole world will recognize him like the Acharya. So, by service. So, Jivas actually not one from Goloka Vrindavan. Can you give some examples? Yes, you should. You should have a strong belief that they have not come from Goloka Vrindavan. But from marginal point.
Last point.
They have come from Karnataka Sai Vishnu and from Tatastha Shakti. Jeevi is himself Tatastha Shakti. But those who are liberated in Guru Vrindavan, they cannot be covered by Maya. Never and never. It is quite absent.
Whoever telling that Jeev has fallen down from Vaikuntha planet, they are falling down from the devotion.
All Srila Prabhupada's books, he confirms Srila Gurudev's statements that the Jiva never fell from Goloka Vrindavan. In the very first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, first verse, last line, it is stated, Dhamna svena sada nirastikuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Vyasadeva says, I meditate on that absolute truth, Sri Krishna, who is eternally living, eternally resides in his own abode, which is forever free from illusion. That means at no time, at any moment, there's any amount of any maya there. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the history of the fall of Jayan Vijaya, Parikshit Maharaj asks Sukadeva Goswami, how is it possible that Jayan Vijaya could have fallen down from that realm? I don't believe it. Any pure devotee will not believe it. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the conclusion is that the jiva never falls from the spiritual realm. Jayan Vijay had a desire to please the Lord, as all associates of the Lord have only one desire, and that is to give him pleasure. So Lord Narayan has a desire to enjoy Vira Ras, chivalrous mood. But who in Vaikuntha will he fight with? Everyone is his devotee. So Jaya and Vijaya were desiring that we should do something to fulfill this desire. Knowing that they had that desire to please them, Lord Narayan called on Yogamaya to come and arrange for the four Kumaras to come and for the gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, to be cursed by the four Kumaras to come to this material world to be demons. But actually, they never became demons. they only a part of them manifested in this world in order to give the Lord pleasure in the form of Lord Vishnudev and in the form of Lord Brahma. And that very same giant Vijay remained at that same time in Vaikuntha at their posts as gatekeepers. Only their manifestations came here. Also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instruction to Sri Sanatana Goswami that there are two kinds of living entities. Those who are eternal associates of the Lord, who have never seen this material world, and those Nitya Bhada, jivas who come to this material world, who've never yet seen that world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making a distinction between the two. Also, Srila Prabhupada says in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this very same statement that Srila Gurudev made, that the living entity is coming from Paranadakshaya Vishnu. And from that point, because the Viraja River, you might say, there's no such thing as the Viraja River as a river made of water. It just means the dividing point between the material world and the spiritual world. That is within the Lord. So from within the Lord, they came out, and as Gurudev said, coming out from his glands, which is full of light. And in that light, they had enough intelligence to decide to look this way or that way. So Srila Prabhupada confirms in every turn. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sri Sanatana Goswami that beyond the Viraja River, which is the dividing point between the material and spiritual worlds, there's no Maya. What to speak about the Vaikuntha planets, or in the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Gurudev quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, and we've seen that in Srila Prabhupada's translation and commentary of Bhagavad Gita, that when one experiences a higher taste, he leaves the lower taste. So even in ruchi, taste, one has no desire for material pleasures. In Ashakti, in Bhav, what to speak of praying and what to speak of the devotees who are in rapture enjoying the pleasures of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna says in the Gita that one who takes shelter of my spiritual energy, they're free from Maya. That spiritual energy is Yoga Maya, and Yoga Maya is a fraction of Srimati Radhika. So one who is serving Radha and Krishna, there's no question of ever having the desire to come to this material world.
Also one thing.
In some places, Swamiji has written in letters, clearly.
Can I say something about a letter? He's saying that in some places, Srila Prabhupada said in letters that the jiva fell. But that's not true at all. Never true at all. When devotee wrote Prabhupada a letter, did we ever see Krishna? Were we ever with Krishna? And Prabhupada replied, yes, we were with Krishna, just like the child before coming out of the mother's womb was with the father. In other words, he's saying, no, we never saw Krishna. We were with Krishna because we came from Krishna's Tathagata Shakti, but that person who came out of his mother's womb was never with the father. Later on, he meets the father. So it's only our misinterpretation of Srila Prabhupada that we think he wrote that.
Especially one thing. Oh. Letter cannot be proof. Sometimes. If he has written himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Gita explanation, in Bhagavata explanation, of this, these are authentic. These are proofs. For a little baby, he can write a letter like so, but it is not proof.
Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, he took those letters because actually within ISKCON there was two or three.
I know, I've read that.
You've read
that. So, this was for a baby to
give a baby food.
That we are giving a baby medicine quinine. Quinine, you know? But I'm telling, oh, it is very boy, very, very, oh, it is very sweet, oh, this is not evidence, and giving. Similarly, in later part, we are told to someone, very low person, not as authentic proof he has written.
To
encourage. Yes, certainly. Oh, they can give this proof that Chitraketu Maharaj has fallen down, but actually he never fall down. Why? He was liberated soul. And he came to his friend, Shankar Mahadev. And Shankar was naked, sitting, taking very beautiful Uma Parvati in his lap. And he was, what? He was doing parikas.
Joking.
A friend can joke when we both are in some level. He was not less than Shankar. He was his god brother and full liberator. So he told that, oh, what you are doing? Naked, quiet, taking this beautiful young lady in your lap. What all will see and what they will take essence. And he was laughing. Or Shankar also was smiling. But she cannot tell what. And at once he gave a course to him. Oh, you should be at them. Then Shankar was very worried and told that, you have done very wrong. He liberated soul. Whether he is in this world or here, there, or he will be devoted. No transformation, nothing. And if he has power to resist it, that you should be a demon, I will not be. Or he can do like that. But how humble he is, because he is Vaishnava. He tolerated it and took your course. So he has nothing, na sochati, no panchati. See, he is more than that. So if he had wished, then he had also cost to you, but he could not. And willingly he came. Why? To establish that truth. That whether they will be in this world, whether they will be in hell, nothing. Everywhere they will glorify their Prabhu and they will give instruction all to Sadhu Krishna. That is why Chitraketu Maharaj became a demon for a very few time, short time. And what he was doing? Oh, Indra began to wonder, very wonder. Oh, how can I kill? And he's telling that, oh, kill me. By this body I cannot serve my Prabhu, so kill me. But he could not. Even his Vajra, thunderbolt was fed. Then he began to pray. High class of prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ajata paksha iva mataram kada tanne jatha bachya tvara chudhata priyeva jatha jatha.
You are misguided.
Vishutam vishanna ye anaram bindakshati dikshate. Oh, thank you. Oh, this, he has a mood of gopis to serve Krishna. Oh, from this, Srila Vyasadeva Asukadeva Goswami, he glorified the love and affection of gopis. So he was not falling from Golokinda. Only to establish these truths, he came. Also, we can tell Bharat Maharaj. You know Bharat Maharaj? I also want to tell you that when Jai Vijay They became demon for 3 verses. But even there were Jai Vijay. I told? Oh, you told? Oh, they were staying there. And for their manifestation came here. And he was like a demon. They can have so many forms. So many. You know how many forms Yashoda had? How many? Unlimited. Unlimited. Like this. Now, so many forms in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, here, there, lakhs and lakhs, in all universe. In verse 1, Vrindavan. Huh? Oh, here. We cannot imagine all these things. Oh. Anyone can count these stars in the sky. And the sands in this world, earth, but he cannot glorify how are the three pastimes of Krishna. Brahma has told like this. Now we are coming to the point that any jee, it is absurd for them to come from Goloka Vrindavan. They can come with Krishna to help his
pastimes.
Like Sridham Subha. So any liberated soul, he is more expert than those who are always in Golok. Because they know also, they have some idea of this world. And also the idea of there. So Krishna sends them here, that liberated soul, oh, to go and you should
help them.
That is why he sends all these things. So now we are coming to a conclusion that religion is one. God is one. There are so many jiva. If whole universe will be liberated, even from the one drop of our blood, also perhaps jivas will come out, and if they will human body, or lakhs universe will again. So Krishna is very wonderful. So anyhow, we are in this world. We are all worried. Even a child, young person, he is not satisfied. And he will not satisfy in this world. They will have to hold to give up this body. They will not take any single thing which they have collected for whole life. They will have to give up. Also this body, they will have to give up. So try to remember Krishna and follow his doctrine. That there is one religion, and that religion is love and affection for Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Krishna. Gaur Pramana.
You said that Krishna's associates go with him in the innumerable universes and they have so many expansions. Does that also apply to the sadhana synergy? Like if we ever become perfect, do we go to all those places, all those universes with Krishna at the same time?
Or if you will be like them, perfect, then, like a devotee who will be perfect. And we always reminding the Ashtakadi Lila of only Radha and Krishna, they will go to Goloka Vrindavan. Those who are always worshipping Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and always remembering their pastimes, they will go to Shwet Deep. And those who are reminding both, and they want to serve both, it is practical, it can. So they are divided into two. One. And they go to both places. And in there are so many universes, and there is Shwet Deep, Vrindavan, or they may be there. But if they are perfect and liberated, then
Chitraketu Maharaj, he took Sankarsan mantra from Chitraketu Maharaj, he took mantra Sankarsan
mantra.
How can he have mood for gopis?
Oh, if I am taking mantra from my Gurudev, Labhati Pragyan Keshodvaham, and if I have this, then taking the mantra from Baladev Prabhu, and he cannot be like gopis? Why not? But it may be originally, but after that, he may have this. It may be that he was friend of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni has given. Sanakshanandam Sanatan. What they are?
Jnani Bhakta.
No. It may be they are originally Jnani Bhakta. But if they are chanting and remembering Ashtakali Lila, they are guru of Ashtakali Lila, how you can tell them that they were like that? Oh, it may be that they are real Brijbasi. There are so many forms. Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, like Subal Siddhan, like that, and also like gopis they have. Other how they are telling these things to Narad Goswami. Sanat Sanandan are telling these Ashtakali Lila to Narad. They are guru of Narad. If they don't know and they are not practicing like that, how they can tell all these things to Narad? Rao
Premanand
Senior. My Gramaji
also.
Yes. Thus ends the class on the 16th of February 2002 in Movilambar. Hare Krishna. It was in the evening. Hari Bol.